White, Ella May. Crystal Springs, St. Helena, California. December 20th, 1900. Dear granddaughter Ella May White, I was disappointed in not coming to Healdsburg. The rainy weather is my excuse. I wanted to come, but could not for the rain. I would be pleased very much so to have met with the church during the week of prayer. Elder Corliss was very urgent for me to unite with them in San Francisco. I have spoken only once to them in San Francisco. This is a very important center, and I decided this was my work at this time. I leave this morning, accompanied by Sarah McEnterfer. I saw when I was awakened at 12 o'clock, the stars were shining brightly, and I sincerely desire that we shall have pleasant weather now. I hope that you may be able, during the holidays, to come to this place and make a visit in your home. I shall not be able to come at present to Healdsburg, but expect to visit Healdsburg before I shall go to the conference. Sister Burnham is here helping Sister Peck in preparation of books. I am hoping she will prolong her stay, for she is helping along nicely. I have written 6 pages to Brother and Sister Drouillard. It is now 3:30. When this letter is mailed, I shall send a letter for the church. I hope, Ella, you will not take too many studies, and that you will not tax your brain nerve power too severely. Be guarded on this point. Your ambition may lead you on, and you will generally have all you will consent to do. A word of caution you may need at this time. Mabel is helping her father sort his papers and keep his office in order. He says it is a great help to him. And my dear Ella, keep your own heart in the love of God. Let nothing separate you from your Savior. You want every day a fresh, new experience in the divine life. You need to ask counsel of God and pray for the Lord's protecting care. It is never safe to take ourselves in our own hands. Every day, pray most earnestly to God and ask Him to bless you, to keep you, to help you to become a blessing to all with whom you associate. You want the blessing of the Lord daily. Then you can reveal Christ to all around you. Watch unto prayer. Let your words be few and well chosen. The words are a precious talent entrusted to us of God. Then use words to be a blessing. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3. Let every jot and tittle of your influence be on the side of the Lord Jesus. This character building is a great, grand work, and in your words and deportment you can show your respect for your Savior. This companionship is of great value to you. May the Lord bless you. In much love, your grandmother. I wish you to go and see that old lady that came with us from Lemoore. Do not neglect this. Tell her I remember her, and may the blessing of God rest upon her.